presented by that time I got reincarnated in the same world as an anime podcaster, this is Shonen Jumping the Gun, the show where we set our sights on the first chapter of a manga and decide if it's a misfire or a bullseye.
Let's see how many rounds are in this magazine.
On today's episode, Do Retry! Welcome everybody, I'm Kermit the Grog, your knockdown, get back up again MC, joined with my pugilist pal, Isekai Sensei-sama Brad. Brad, how you doing?
You can do it.
I can do it.
Get back up, Rock!
You gotta eat lightning and crap thunder. If you didn't understand from the intro and how we're talking today, we're covering Do Retry out of Shonen Jump, whose first chapter dropped May 7th of 2023. I've been told sometimes from other places that it's supposedly Do Retry and not Do Retry, but I think even if they're right, that's stupid and I refuse to do that.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Because the moment, future vision, the moment that will become a pun and be stated in the manga, the Japanese has a completely different pun, meaning this is not English, and it's just, it's not a good one. Hi, spoiler alert, guys. It's not great. But we'll get there. First, we gotta get through my Kermit's patented speed run summary. My fastest gun in the West summary of Do Retry.
Is that what we're calling it?
That's what we're trying. That's the hat we're putting on, the big 10-gallon. At a boxing match flashback, Protag-kun is watching his father become champ, exclaiming that he won because of his strong heart, which Protag-kun wants to be just like. Cut to the almost now in 1945, with Japan being on the end but not out of World War II. We learn Protag-kun is actually Ozera Okami, and he's been trying to get back a rare sugar ration that was taken from his family by some soldier toughs. He states he stays at it because he's got a stronger heart than y'all, and then proceeds to get beaten up again. This will become a reoccurring thing. Okami's dad left for the war, leaving him a special necklace, and the words to always keep a strong heart. But it turns out all his father's physical strength went to his little sister, who was in the middle of putting him a variety of wrestling holds as punishment for losing the ration, which she then had to go out and get back by beating up the bullies. She says rely on her, but he continues to look up to his dad to be strong and overcome anything. Gambate, do your best. Cut forward, and the Americans are firebombing their town. Everything is in ruin, and many perish in the attack, including Okami's mother. It's real brutal. I was just joking, and now I don't want to joke around anymore. Cut again to post-war, as American GIs drive by, and all the war orphans ask them for chocolate, including Okami. He alone is the only one able to get some due to his tenacity and strong heart.
Also, he speaks English.
He speaks a little Geb-me or something.
Yeah.
But it's always, when it's all translated into English, it's kind of in the wash. But it's historically specific, so it's even more in the wash. And takes it back to his sister, who is sick with something. Also, dad never came back, but maybe he's alive? Maybe? The doctor won't help them because they are poor, and life is already tough enough with them barely having anything to eat. Okami decides to pawn his sister's wedding dress, an item mentioned earlier that I decided not to mention until now because it wasn't important. This is stolen by some gang thugs as Okami is left bloodied in the mud. Okami returns to his sister to see that she's getting worse. A friend of her sister's we've never met, and future vision will never meet again, explains that it's tuberculosis, and she needs to go to an expensive hospital to get better. Mustering up his courage, he goes to attack the thugs and get the dress back, constantly getting the snot kicked out of him again and again and again and getting back up again and again and again. Is this a theme? The thugs start to freak out from this constant tub thumping as Okami lands a big knockout punch. Tub thumping is, I get knocked down, but I get up again. My co-host is making no face at me, so
I know what it is.
Okay. There was no reaction, so I had to explain the joke and grovel. No, we're going to get content striked. Guns are pulled, but we hear a shot as That's the theme playing every time he gets back up in his career. It's like, just listen when you... Guys, if you read this manga, every time he does that, hear tub-thumbing in the back of your head like an anime OP playing during a big action scene. Who am I kidding? This will never get an anime. Guns are pulled, but we hear a... wait, I don't think I ever finished after tub-thumping. The thugs start to freak out from this constant tub-thumping as Okami lands a big knockout punch that, like, freaked out. It's like, why does this kid keep getting back up? He's got so much brain damage. Guns are pulled, but we hear a shot as a mysterious eye patch lady appears in the door with some goons of her own. She admires Okami's boxing ability and kidnaps him to a boxing ring, where she tells him he can make money here with his strong heart. The chapter ends with the mysterious woman pulling out an identical necklace charm to the one Okami has. Twist!
Does it count as a twist when it's in the first chapter?
Twist! Well, I mean, it's setting, it's foreshadowing. Future vision. I still want a sound effect for when I use future vision.
Shore fadoing.
I don't know if I can make future vision gun related.
You need the flashback thing where it's like doo 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 doo, but we'll reverse it.
No, it's not that. It's the mind taker guy from Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law, does when he uses his mind powers, or like the old like Aquaman is talking to fish, the wah, 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 something like that. I'll go looking for it. But yeah, that's do retry. As usual, from the summary, you can tell how I feel about a thing by how the summary is written.
Oh, boy.
So, Brad, you sigh. Brad sighs.
This is...
What did you think of this?
I see so much potential here, but, like, a lot of it is squandered immediately, like, in this first chapter.
I want to not rely on my future vision too much, but it was interesting coming back to this one after having read it and how much, because like a first chapter can write a lot of checks that it may never cash. It may have no interest in cashing them. And if you're already getting from the first chapter, they're not cashing out. It's going to keep happening. But at the time it was like, wow, this, you never see anything set in like post-World War II Japan specifically. Mm-hmm. Like this was such a interesting weird throwback, and I was excited about the setting and like, oh, it's a boxing one, it was a sports one, I was really excited. And coming back to it now with the eyes of what is and isn't followed up on is kind of disappointing.
So this is another one where I feel like they tried to smash too much stuff into the first chapter and like it feels rushed. And at the same time, like, I think the setting is interesting, like you said. Like, this isn't something we ever get to see, this this war-torn Japan kind of thing, because we basically only get stories that are set either like a long time ago in like samurai period or like post war recovery.
Yeah,
you know, where
it's either samurai times or now at the time the thing happened. There's not
right.
That's why I get super jazzed whenever there's like a throwback thing, even if it's just like it's the 70s or like my favorite time period of like 1901, like the time directly before World War One.
Yeah, but then
and their big nationalist rise, I just find fascinating.
At the same time, it just sort of squandered it. Because they just gloss over everything. They're like, okay, pre-war. Okay, it's in the middle. No, post-war. Like, they just blow through it just so quickly. And we didn't get to spend any time and feel any feelings about the fact that they're having to deal with the war in general. And then a bit with the post-war with, oh, her sister's sick and things are bad. But, like, the whole point of the first chapter was, hey, look how many times he gets beat up. Which, I gotta say, like, he'd be dead. I mean,
oh, he'd
come
have
on.
So much brain damage.
There's
he'd
no
be
way.
So, like, concussions. Like, there's your a strong heart. I want to talk about so much that happens later, and we'll have to do it. This is not for the episode. But, like, there's a part that I didn't put in the summary then where it's, like, where this when the soldiers steal the sugar ration, where they're like, you know, when the Americans invade the mainland, your boxing is going to be useless. We're all going to have guns.
Yeah.
And I wanted somebody to get shot and use their strong heart to get through, like, a bullet wound, which is a very anime thing to do.
Here's the thing. If you remember from when we talked about Green, Green, Greens, how I said that I was disappointed that it turns out that he actually does have some innate talent. Because I want the message that all these manga are giving where it's like, you got to work hard to actually be about working hard and not about...
But he now, does, though, as we continued reading Green Green's... Hey, guys,
okay,
foreshadowing of that follow-up episode will be one day. Like, he's not that... He's not like a Wonder King.
Yes, and he is definitely on... Like, Green Green Greens is on the better side of that trope.
It's on the great side of that trope.
But he still has innate talent, but he's having to hone it. So it's much more realistic, but it's still outside the realm of, like, hey, anybody can do great things if they work hard. He still has an innate talent
that
he has
to hone. This is about doing
a
try.
Right.
Do try.
In this series, I was so excited when I first started reading it because the idea of if you just keep at it, you'll be able to push through, even if you're not the best. I love that message. But then they're using that message
too extreme
in the worst way possible, where it's like, it's okay, just get beat senselessly over and over again, and you'll triumph in the end. It's like, no.
This is too far the other direction. Go back. Yeah, it's rough. And especially, like, I love a good combat manga. Like, I loved watching Hajime no Ippo, which is a boxing, like, a really well-known boxing one that I really enjoyed. Like, having shonen fights that are, like, combat, but, like, sports and not, like, I mean, sometimes over the top, but have that sort of a structure. It's why I like pro wrestling stuff. It's why I like the MMA manga that we covered, which came out, I think, like, a week or two after this one and then made this one look like clown shoes at the time. Of like, oh, wait,
MMA murdered this series
a little bit. Because then the series didn't. I'm future visioning too much. We're Shonen Jumping the Gun.
We don't know. I only read one chapter. I don't know what happens, even though I already listened to the Shonen Flop episode about this.
Yep. I would say if I could go back to my prior self that read when there was only one chapter and truly that's all I had read, I was really excited about this one. I liked this period. I thought it was going to be more grounded after the series. If, like, here's the Americans firebombing this, and, like, here's genuinely the destruction of all this. And I, even while I was, like, being goofy writing the summary, like, going back to it, like, I saw, what is it, Godzilla Zero recently, or Negative One?
Minus One,
where, like, you see post-world Japan after America has just bombed it to freaking nothing. And it's heartbreaking. It's sad. It's terrifying. And to come back to this, already feeling it the first time, but seeing it in motion it gets ungrounded later because it's Godzilla, but like, it's heartbreaking to see it then, of just these people's lives that are just destroyed. There's nothing.
And then a giant monster shows up and it gets worse.
Yeah, that was definitely a lot of what Minus One was. But just...
It's like, I don't know, it's a metaphor for radiation poisoning.
I don't know if this is a thing that can, a setting that can be handled in Shonen Jump.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, you
like,
might be
right.
I don't know
how Japanese teens feel about World War II. I don't know what millennial Japanese people think about World War II. I don't know.
Do they even think about World War
II? Do they even know about World War II?
I'm sure they know about it.
But do they know? Like, I don't know. I'm always constantly unsure. Like, I know, like, I learned the F-up stuff the Americans did in World War II with putting Japanese people in internment camps or whatever they were. I think it was internment camps. Like,
yep.
There was a bunch of not cool stuff that went down. But I know that. I learned that in school specifically, in public school. Like, I was told about that. And I was what little I know from other things is that that wasn't really in Japan as much. So it's like, it is always strange to me. It's like why it's like I'm so always surprised where it's just like that entire era where they're like big nationalists, they open up and modernized. Isn't present. It's why I get some sort of weird satisfaction out of knowing that Tanjiro from Demon Slayer is an adult in World War II. He's around.
If he's still alive.
If he's still, I guess we don't know how it
but
ends.
there is something interesting there because, like, with the U.S., the World War II is very popular in media.
Exactly.
It's something we make movies about. We have history shows all the time about it. People, it's part of the culture.
Yes.
But as we read all of these manga and watch anime and all that stuff, World War II pretty much isn't around at all.
Outside of Japan, good friends with the Germans sometimes. Why? Oh, great friends with them. Good friends with the Germans.
Well, and there's a good point. The the most
That's
World
the,
War.
I feel like the most I see out of World War II from Japan is
German stuff.
German stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
we're getting off track, but I feel like that's what I feel about with Do Retry. I feel like that's what it's. So I guess from there, Brad, hit me with your. We're calling it the quick draw. What is your rankability of living or dying?
So
for Do Retry,
yeah, having read one chapter
having
and not knowing
chapter,
anything else,
not knowing anything,
I would say that this will live. Not knowing anything else.
Not knowing anything else.
Because I think it's got the pieces there to. Because it's the protagonist that doesn't give up is essential to any shonen series.
Keep at it.
Now, obviously, he's going to need to get stronger and overcome lots of things. So that's important. But I think that the pieces look like they're there. Now, again, I don't think this first chapter was necessarily good. I think it felt like it rushed through some stuff. It could have let some things breathe, and it could have established more in later chapters. But, you know, that's how it goes.
Okay. If I'm coming at this, I have to go back in time to when I truly read the first chapter for the first time and had nothing else. This was before we were marking it, but I think I said it was a hit, and I thought it was going to be really good. So I'm putting hit down because for historical sake for this, for Do Retry. Now, we're trying something a little new now because I'm also trying this with Flotpool. How do you actually feel about it? Not if it will live or die. How do you, reading it, enjoy it? Did you think it was great? Did you think it was terrible? Did you think it was meh?
So I think we've probably established at this point that my bar is very low. So, you know, for me to say something is bad is it's probably other people would be like, this is the most horrible thing I've ever seen. I personally think this is sort of like mid to upper mid in terms of like my personal preferences. It's like, yeah, I'm interested in it, but I'm not running out to read the rest of it immediately.
Yeah.
So
This is the Guide the Bullet with Your Heart segment, which I will name more succinctly someday in the future. For me, for posterity's sake, at the time when I only had the one, I thought it was great. I thought it was really exciting, and I was looking forward to it continuing. Coming back to it now, it's bad. It's not good. It gets worse. Future vision.
Is this where we go to the future now, or is it time for that?
Yeah, well, I guess no, you have to tell me. I guess, let's learn the future before we weigh in on if we'd read it or not. So, I feel like it's really obvious the way we've talked. No?
Do we? Yeah, would we do that? Yeah, that's part. We have to do that first. Yeah.
Okay, I guess you're right.
Yeah, I'm going to read it.
Okay.
Eventually. I don't know if I'm going to read it, you know, right now.
I wouldn't.
So.
I read it already.
Yeah.
I have no desire to go back to it. Again, that's future sight, but... guys, I think it's already really obvious. We've been talking around it. Do Retry got canceled. Its last chapter, chapter 19, was released September 17th, 2023. Good riddance.
That's really early, too.
Yep. It's.
They didn't let it live at all.
U19 Club, it done. It out. It squandered it very early and did not. And the wheels came off the cart even more and more as it went along. So.
Well, I'll be interested to see what happens.
Yeah, it's...
How quickly it goes downhill.
I think there's some stuff that pops off that I think in a sort of like tourist floating by on your safe boat to gawk at it. I think there's something to it there. I don't think it's good, but I think some of the stuff that pops off is just like, what the heck? I'm thinking of two things in particular, one of which I genuinely don't know how it got into Jump. When I really think about it, it seems really effed up that it got to Jump, the thing that happened. So to tantalize you and the reader and the listeners, Brad, to read this flop, this garbage, I wouldn't spit on its grave, but it already did it for me.
It's already buried.
It's already buried.
I'm going to go visit its grave, and we'll see if I leave flowers or not.
No. Donate your brain to science. Do Retry, kid.
Because apparently, well, donate his whole body because we need to find out
what he's made
why
of.
His skull is so thick.
He ate the gum gum fruit.
I don't think it was the gum gum fruit. He didn't bounce back.
Oh, he bounced back metaphorically. He's awakened. He's it's the concept of it, not just the material. Again, you could see us getting distracted talking about other things.
I think
he
ate the bone fruit.
The bone fruit.
He just makes his bones really,
very
really
strong.
Thick.
I guess we never said, where do you think it's going next?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I had to make a prediction, I'd make the same sports manga prediction I always make, which is he's going to get in there and he's going to get knocked down and he's going to get back up and he's going to get stronger and he's going to train and there's going to be training montage. He's going to fight this guy. He's going to fight that other guy. It's going to be a thing, you know. He's got to get his sister fixed and all that stuff.
What do you think happened to his dad? Is his dad alive? What's his dad's deal?
I would think that his dad would come back at some point and there would be some kind of conflict with that because why didn't he come back earlier and what the heck was going on? Something happened.
I mean, there's stories of those dudes that were on that island for like 6 years after
That's
the
true.
War ended still fighting the war.
Not just six. There was that one guy that was in the forest for like 40 years or
oh
something
gosh.
Ridiculous like that.
Jeez.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. There wasn't enough in this chapter to make me go, oh, it could do this interesting thing to make it different from other sports.
Not enough threads.
Yeah.
I mean, I think what made it interesting was the World War II setting. Just of the time period, adding an extra little bit of spice on it.
Right.
But yeah, that's been Do Retry. It did.
It's not going to retry anymore.
Not going to retry anymore. Do once. Well, hopefully the author will retry. It found its
It tried
a
19
more.
Times.
Yeah. Keep trying. New series. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode on Do Retry. If you would like to play this game at home, you can join us on the Shonen Flop Discord. Always join us on our own Discord. But you can play at home there on the Shonen Flop Discord when a new manga comes out on the Jump app. We mark down how you're feeling, just like we do it here, between flop and hit and all the little spots in between and above and below. And so you too can make a bunch of opinions about something you know nothing about way too quickly. You too can jump the gun.
We've only got to, what, at seven chapters with like two of them so far, right?
Of ones that we covered before they kind of took off?
No, ones in the flop pool. Or there's probably ones that I'm, yeah.
No, there's a couple that we've reached. That many. We've gotten a couple new ones since we started doing this. So,
but did any of them flop yet?
Not yet. Two and Ice ain't looking too hot, but so far everything's alive, and we'll see how long that lasts. So, but yeah, you too can put your mark into history and be wrong about things, or be right. It's fun to be right. And with that out of the way, Brad, hit me with the plugs.
Sure thing. As always, we want to thank Sugoi Mart for partnering with us. Sugoi Mart's a retailer of Japanese snacks, drinks, toys, and merch. They've got lots of cool stuff you can't get outside Japan. If you check the link in the description or use code APR15 at checkout, you get 15% off your first order, which also helps us out. And you can let us know what you think on social media, which you can find links for on our website, animepodcasterreincarnation.com. You can also leave comments about these podcast episodes, as well as find other posts and reviews. We've got a Discord where you can chat with us, and check out our Patreon. Supporters get perks like getting to vote on which series we cover on heroin addiction, as well as getting the high-quality stereo version of the podcast early. And we'd love to hear what perks you'd like. And of course, we need to thank our patrons.
First off, at our Reincarnator tier, we have Cake Dwarf and Moon. Next, at our Merchant tier, we've got Kill Hour. And last, but certainly not least, at our Commoner tier, we've got Rena. Thanks so much.
Thank you once again, everybody, for listening. Make sure you listen to our mainline podcast, That Time I Got Reincarnated, in the same world as an anime podcaster. And, oh, Brad, that was an awful episode. I think we're going to need to do retry. At a boxing match flashback, Protag-kun is watching his father become champ, exclaiming that he won because of his strong heart, which Protag... I wrote Protag-kun twice. I'm going to start from the top again.